You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Good morning. My name is Paul, and you're not watching any British television show, but I'm going to do my very best to give you the most eloquent intro you've ever heard. Good morning. My name is Paul. You're listening to Ask Drone You.
And I'm Rob. And this is episode 630, I think it's 635. Pretty sure that's what we're on.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah, me too, because that's what was on the slate. And we are very, very grateful, no matter what episode it is, that you're hanging out with us today.
But for real, thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you for the reviews. Thank you for everyone who is a member. By the way, Rob is about to send out an email to everyone. The new classes, Phantom 4 Pro Don't Crash course is up. Flying Over Water is up. The drills and exercise courses, which are going to be turned into a book with more information, those are up too.
Yeah.
So if you really need the deliberate practice model of like, here's the drills you've got to do. Here's the drills no one else has. Here's the drills that really showcase how to fly in attitude mode. And by the way, you run through these drills in one particular form, and then you go back and do them again in another particular form. Because if you don't learn in a proper format, I've seen a lot of common mistakes and issues happen that can compound. So if you don't start, as like playing lacrosse, if you don't start with good fundamentals, you're not going to be a good shooter, period.
Yeah, so, that's true with just about any discipline. And by the way, there's some great mapping courses in the site. And I was thinking that it would be a really good idea, putting you on the spot a little bit, since Doug's here this week, for you and Doug to do a quick podcast just kind of describing and talking a little bit about those courses.
That is actually a phenomenal idea.
To help the people understand what they're missing by not jumping into those.
Well, and also, so everyone knows, we're in the middle of filming another class on mapping. It's intermediate mapping, and we've actually been one of the first groups, thanks to a lot of people's help in the community. And I don't want to take credit for it all, because really, it's thanks to Doug. It's thanks to Walter Lappert. Like, he has been like, you know what? Think about this, try this. You know, every mapping scenario is different, and you've got to think about this, 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 and this.
Walter Lappert in...
Where is he?
Is he in North Carolina?
Yeah.
Do you know the name of his company? I'd love to give him a shout out.
Charlotte UAV.
Yes.
Charlotte UAV.
Charlotte UAV.
So there you go,
well
Brett.
Well done.
There you go, Brett. I just hooked you up, even though you still are really terrible at business slang. Anyway, you're a good guy, though.
Ouch.
So you don't ask for someone's clients in a client meeting, like, hey, Rob, I hear you got Costco. What's the Costco guy's name and phone number so I can reach out to him? You don't do that. So anyway, lesson learned, doesn't ruin a relationship. None of us are perfect, right?
Far from it.
So we give people
certainly
the benefit of the doubt.
Certainly not me. Absolutely.
Anyways,
I think you and Doug should do that. Maybe right when he gets here today.
Totally. What a great idea. But this intermediate mapping class is, it literally goes through all the different apps that you can use, why certain apps are better than others, how to map complex objects, like the whole nine yards. And I'm hoping to still bring other people in to do advanced mapping, but we'll see where that goes. So
it'll happen.
So much, because we've got to do, there's just so much. It's crazy how much mapping data and how important it is right now.
And actually what mapping entails. I mean, it's just such a broad spectrum of what you can do with that concept.
Oh, dude, this has forced me to systematize the system, because I thought I already systematized flying for film and video. This is a whole new animal. And I'm not going to lie, when we mapped Coors Field to do the bid for the big project, that was one of the most intense jobs I've ever done.
Yeah.
Because it was a time crunch, team of six people. Like, it was not easy.
And just imagine what you learned that you could not have learned from a book or from theory, because you did it.
Are you going back to Einstein's quote about the best knowledge is experience?
I'm going back to the premise behind what Drone You is all about.
I love you. Gosh, I love that so much.
All right.
All right, I'm getting a little sentimental here. Today's question is brought to you by the incredible, amazing community that not only motivates and inspires each other, but motivates and inspires us here at Drone You. If you're not a Drone You member, literally the cost of membership is, how do I say this? The cost of membership alone is worth the community. And we have hundreds of testimonials now that say that. And if you are not a part of that community, highly recommend. If you do become a member, I try listening first, introduce yourself, and then become a part of the conversation.
Yeah, by the way, I think many of you listening have become members. Thank you and congratulations, but have not gotten into the community yet. Get that done. You need to get in there and start interacting with folks.
Such a big part.
All right.
All right, let's play that funky question.
Hello, Rod and Pa. This is Emma coming from one of Emma's homes in Georgia. Emma has a question that Emma thinks you can answer about filming real estate properties or really any other type of job for clients. Emma just finished Emma's first real client job, and Emma's question is this. Is it commonplace for the client to be with the pilot during the shoot? And if so, how should Emma direct and deal with the backseat producer, especially when the client is very opinionated? Emma looks forward to hearing what you think. Thank you.
Thank you, Josiah/Elmo. I actually don't know if that's a good Elmo voice or not. It sounds like it could be pretty good.
I'm proud to say that I haven't watched Sesame Street in quite some time, so I would not be a good
I thought there was going to be a
decision maker. No.
There's no but.
Well, maybe when I have kids, yeah. I'm sure that'll come back.
I guess my
kids
are too
old. Didn't they just change the name of the voice from Kermit, too? Didn't that guy just get fired?
Kermit did, yeah. Kermit
not
the Frog.
Elmo.
Not Elmo. I think Elmo is...
Besides, if there's one person that I really liked on that show, it was the Cookie Monster.
Gotta love the Cookie Monster. Absolutely.
Just saying. Okay, either way, the accent was awesome in my opinion. so much yeah. so that I forgot the question.
So, okay, the question is...
Sorry.
Seriously?
Yeah, seriously. I know, we're still recording
too. The way that he asked it, and I want to make a point to ask it the way he asked it, and that is it commonplace for clients to be on the site during a shoot? And I think that's an important distinction. Is it commonplace? Because sure, it's going to happen, but should we be okay with that? Is that normal?
So I would say when you're working with new clients doing demonstrations, it is kind of normal, but it's also really important for you as the pilot to set the precedent to say, look, I do my best work when someone isn't watching over my shoulder. If there are specific shots that you would like, I would love if you would send me YouTube links or links to the videos and tell me the timestamp. So from 11 seconds to 16 seconds. Okay, I love that shot. If they want specific shots, force them to give you those links and the timestamps, because just like the federal government, if you have to work with someone like that, the reason I'm talking about this is because of my dad's work in federal court. If you don't like what they're doing, you burden them with the process because it doesn't make you look like a or whatever, excuse me. and you win in the end.
Sure.
And if they do give you the information that you asked for, you're still winning because you don't have to guess mm-hmm. what their style is. You don't have to guess what they're looking for. You don't have to guess what they want. You can just get what they want. But when you're communicating with the client, are you ready to play client Paul games again?
Let's do it.
All right. Will you put on your voice? Okay. Hey, Rob, I'm so excited to be here today to film this house for you.
Hmm.
I know it's going on the Parade of Homes and mm-hmm. that we really have to get some beautiful stuff.
Well, Paul, I'm excited to come and be a part of this opportunity to shoot this home with you.
It's fun. Beautiful day, isn't it?
It's an amazing day.
It is.
Indeed.
So, you know, since we're out here and you haven't given me a chance to kind of understand what you're looking for, mm-hmm. is there anything specific you are looking for?
Well, I would love a nice reveal of the home, but I think it's best if I kind of hang around and make sure that you get what I'm looking for.
Ah, no, I understand. Mm-hmm. And I understand you want to get very specific shots. You know what would mm-hmm. really help me help you is if you could give me some examples of that, the shots that you like. Mm. And if you give me those examples, if you can pull up the link to the video and let me know from like what time that specific shot starts and what time the specific shot ends. That way I can mimic those shots perfectly for you and deliver mm-hmm. exactly what you would like to have. In the meantime, I believe that I really do my best work and best flying when I don't have someone looking over my shoulder. Now, I've had to master mm-hmm. that in order to show clients, you know, some jobs and whatnot. But in order to get what you really want, and then in order to also get creative shots on top of that, mm-hmm. to maybe take the work to the next level, I would just greatly appreciate your trust. And I would greatly appreciate just the opportunity to shoot this home without you being right there behind me. Because I think I can just do better work for you. Okay. It also eliminates distractions. And the less distractions that I have, the less propensity that I have to crash.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
It makes sense, Paul. Question for you is...
You getting all Tony on me, huh?
Excuse me, Paul. The question, number one, is how do I ensure you get the shots that I want?
The best way to ensure that, sir, is if you can pull up... I know you have shots in your mind, right? Like, you're thinking of a very specific reveal right now. If we're pulling out of the house, tilting the camera up to reveal the sunset, I'm not sure exactly what you want to see. And in order to best give you what you want, if you can show me that example, that's going to give the best propensity for me to deliver exactly what you're looking for. And when I deliver exactly what you're looking for, then it's worth the money, right?
Indeed. I'll see what I can find.
All right. In the meantime, beat it. I'm going to fly.
So one of the most important things, I think, to that whole process, and it's something that we've talked about in the past, is doing a really thorough walkthrough. Right.
Yeah.
With the most likely it's going to be the realtor if we're talking about real estate. And
well,
just
let's
making
not talk
sure.
about real estate. Let's talk about if you're working with a producer or a director of photography.
Okay.
Because I've worked with a director of photography. Mm-hmm. And honestly, the solution that came, in fact, I should actually even text him right now and be like, I'm telling the story, is he told me, Paul, I've seen you fly. You're incredible. Your smoothness is unreal. But I'm really looking for specific shots.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you get those for me in a timely manner, I'm 100% willing for you to have some creative control and creative freedom. And I'll say, honestly, it was such a blessing working with that guy.
Yeah.
And I'm really sad that our competition in town swayed reputations to inhibit that. But I still talk to the DP to this day. And honestly,
stuff will work itself out. Mm-hmm. Kind of what I'm hearing you say is that it's really about having a conversation.
It's all about psychology. It's
psychology,
all about letting them know that you're hearing what they're asking for.
Right.
And if you're going to deliver what they're asking for, there's a specific way to go about it in mm-hmm. order to ensure that they're getting what they want.
Mm-hmm.
But you're also asking for an opportunity for creative freedom because you're saying, look, I want to get what you want. I want to deliver that. But I think I can also do a little bit better. And it's hard to demonstrate what that looks like until I get that shot and show it to you.
Right, right. But of course, again, just having them explain as much as possible what they're looking for. And certainly if they can show you a video or show you a clip, that's incredibly helpful. They may not be able to do that. It could be something that doesn't have anything like what they're wanting out there. I mean, mm-hmm. pretty much everything's out there, but finding it is another thing. But what I mean by having a conversation is you're helping them help you because you're kind of drawing out of them by being a good conversationalist and asking questions and being a good listener what they are looking for. And I think laced throughout there, you're talking about, you're just letting them know subtly, leading to less subtlety, that they're best served by letting you do your work alone.
Yes. And I think it's not about, you know, being a conversationalist is not about what you say. It's about listening, like
Correct.
You said, but it's not about listening to respond.
Absolutely.
It's about listening to understand. I'm going to say that one more time.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about listening to respond. It's about listening mm-hmm. to understand. Because if you understand what they're going for, if you understand their train of thought or their ultimate goal, you can lead them down that path faster than they can. At least I can. For
no,
me.
Like, I think that's a fantastic point because frankly, if you're listening to respond, you're not listening.
Exactly. Ugh. Like, you know what? There's this guy on Facebook groups who he talks crap about me all the time. He's probably one of the only ones. Literally, there's probably five people on the internet that have talked negatively on Facebook about us,
mm-hmm.
which is awesome considering how many positive things have come out. But this guy, no matter what I say, he's always like, oh, I need proof. I need this. I need that. And it's like, you know what, dude, I'm not going to waste my time
mm-hmm.
to fulfill your wants and needs because you want to make content because you haven't figured out what I figured out.
Yeah. I mean, we can't worry about people like that.
It's true. And now the guy is on the whole bandwagon of the thing that he initially reamed me out for. And it's
of
just
course.
Like, you know what, guys, don't. And the reason I'm telling this story is that Kevin Letter, one of our good friends, he saw this whole thing go on.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, Paul, I learned something from you. you cannot listen to people to reply. You have to listen to understand. He's like, you saw through his whole thing and called him out on it right on the spot. Hmm. And everyone saw that. And you did it flawlessly. And you turned it back around on him and turned it positive. He's like, and that, you know what? I learned something from you. And you know what? In him telling me that, I learned something from myself. Mm-hmm. Because
awesome.
Life is difficult. And it's all about how you react.
Yeah.
It's all about how you go about things. And sometimes, all times, you can outwit people and turn things into a positive. And I think if you can do that with any argument, you are going to have a very, very good life. And that's just my opinion.
Which absolutely is exactly what Elmo is needing here, is just turn these things into positive. And I don't know, part of it too is being honest. Like letting the client know.
Yeah, don't dance around the bush.
Right.
If you were to press back and say, I really want to be here, and I'd be like, look, you can watch over my shoulder, that's fine. But you're not gonna get the same quality.
Yeah.
Because I'm worried about what you're saying, what you're thinking, what you're doing. I'm not focused on the shot. And frankly, I need deep focus. This takes immense focus to get really smooth shots.
Absolutely.
You know?
And the reality is at some point you're just gonna have to make a choice, because you will probably have those clients who, no matter what you say, for whatever reason, they are going to want to hover. And you got to decide.
And you got to either say, I'm not going to allow that, or do it and the quality is going to suck. And you can't be afraid to look them in the eye and be like, look, I understand where you're coming from and I understand why you want to look over my shoulder. But psychology speaking here, this is why I think psychology, and now after going through college, is more important than business school, is because the only way that you are going to get past his perception, the client's perception psychologically, is if you make him understand that the only way that he is going to get what he wants is if he understands that what he's trying to do is not the way to get there.
It's inhibiting. It's counterproductive to what his ultimate goal is.
He needs to understand that in order to get what he wants, he has to get out of the way.
Yeah.
And it benefits him to get out of the way.
It does.
And until he realizes that it benefits him to get out of the way, he will never get out of the way.
Absolutely.
And this is just pure psychology.
Yeah, absolutely. And no one is sitting here saying that that is necessarily easy.
But if it's
important to you, then it's just something that you have to work on and get better at. And some of you might not even care if the client's there. That's an option too. I mean, you might work just fine if the client's there. I think most probably would prefer they are not there, based on this call and just based on how you feel and other people that we've talked to about this very issue. But if you don't care, good for you. I guess life's easier. I don't know.
Life is always easier if you don't care.
This
and you
is
know
true.
What? It's funny because, you know, Doug was saying just the other day, he's like, a lot of people at the fly-in were asking me how they deal with you not responding to my text messages sometimes. It's like, you have to understand he's in a position where he has to say no more than yes because of the simple things that they're doing. And the quicker that you learn not to care about what everyone thinks about you and just focus on delivering what's right all the time, that's when you really hit the freaking turbocharger and get going.
That's right.
And I think that's a good point to make about this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So
indeed,
I like deep conversations, Rob. This is what I was trying to get at in the last podcast. Like, ask us deep questions.
Yeah.
I love this.
Who knew Elmo would be the one to ask?
love it. We should send him a landing pad or something. Oh, speaking of which.
Oh, right.
Guess
right.
what, everyone? The landing pads, the Drone U landing pads, the ones that are very different from everything else that's out there. Here's why. They're made out of rubber, so they don't move around on you. Number two, they actually feel really good to kneel on when you've got to set your props up or you've got to set up your camera. They block all the dust and debris. And guess what? They float. Now, I wrote you a long email yesterday. I said, we've got to make a sheet that goes into the landing pad boxes.
Oh, really?
That says, like, here's the landing pad, here's the weight, here's the specifications, here's the right way to use it. And on top of that, it does float, but we do not recommend taking off and landing from it while it's floating, because if it's not like perfectly still water, you could still get water on your gimbal and screw the whole thing up. But if you are in an emergency situation where maybe you're on a boat or you're near water and you didn't do a battery test when you took off and you just started flying over water anyway, and all of a sudden you get a voltage error and you can't make the drone go up, you can only make it go laterally, the landing pad could be a lifesaver.
You throw that landing pad out there.
You throw the landing
pad
right in the water, the drone auto lands onto it, and you save the drone, but more importantly, you save the footage.
That's right.
So yes. This landing pad is a culmination of experience.
The whole teaching from experience, this is no exception.
No exception. They will be available on the website soon, so make sure to check those out. If you want a landing pad from DroneU, just ask. support@thedroneu.com until they get up on the site, which is thedroneu.com. Guys, thank you so much for listening. Really do appreciate it. Really appreciate those reviews and deep level questions. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
This is Ask DroneU.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the DroneU.